Time now for StoryCorps. This project is traveling the country recording interviews between everyday people. Today, a conversation between Keontre Compton and Stuart Chittenden. Keontre is 11 years old. Stuart is 38. They met through a local Big Brothers Big Sisters mentoring program and sat down in Omaha, Nebraska to reflect on how that program has forged their friendship.
So how long have we known each other now?
Probably a year.
Does it feel that long?
Yes.
Yeah.
More like 19 years. When I first met you, I thought this was going to be so boring, it's going to ruin my whole summer. My whole life. But then, you taught me respect. You taught me how to be mature. You taught me how to be a young man. You know how I ask you all the time, why are you so polite? Why are you so respectful?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you're just trying to be a good mentor to me. And I love that. And there's times when you messed up. Like, you taught me that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to get mad, but it's just not okay to get out of control. So, Stuart, what are the things you believe in? Like, if you believe in God, are you scared that he wouldn't pick you to go to heaven or anything?
Well, I don't believe in God. So, I don't have a faith like you have a faith.
Mm-hmm.
But I do worry about living my life now to be the best that I can be. Does it bother you that I don't have a faith in God?
Sometimes it makes me shocked, but no, that's your belief. I can tell you one thing. You're the best role model I ever had.
I think we're teaching each other stuff.
Which makes us more closer.
Mm-hmm. I want you to know that this isn't a one-way relationship. I'm learning how to be fun and engaging and open, and so I want to thank you for that, Keontre.
You're welcome.
Do you think we're going to be friends for a long time?
You really want to know what I think?
I do.
I think we're going to be big brothers for a long time.
Keontre Compton with his mentor, Stuart Chittenden, in Omaha, Nebraska. Their StoryCorps interview will be archived along with all the others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Subscribe to the project's podcast at npr.org.